We'll begin with Senator Martin Heinrich's visit last week to Las Cruces and specifically to Santa Teresa to take a look at what's happening with border trade.
That's right. He met in his office last Wednesday with a bunch of stakeholders from the border area talking about trade at the Santa Teresa Port of Entry, which, according to the recent numbers released by the U.S. Census Bureau, are alarmingly good.
Alarmingly good. Now, if it's good, why is there an alarm sounding?
Well, there were a lot of challenges last year that we saw regarding trade with the border. You'll remember the threatened tariffs that really created a lot of uncertainty around border trade. But despite all of that and some infrastructure problems at that port, which we can talk about, Santa Teresa was fifth overall among all U.S.-Mexico ports of entry, fifth overall in total trade. They were fourth in exports to Mexico, up 21% from 2018, and sixth in imports, with a 14% increase from the previous year.
Who were the players that came together for this meeting?
There were people from the New Mexico Border Authority, TPI Composites, which is making enormous wind turbine blades in Mexico and importing them into the United States. There were the port director from U.S. Customs and Border Patrol was there, as well as people from San Jeronimo on the other side of the border, Omega Trucking, and just a lot of players who utilize the port regularly.
Can you tell us what else they're importing and exporting?
This year, or last year, we saw a really large increase for computer parts and computers in general. Computer exports from New Mexico increased 128%. So we saw a lot of growth in that sector.
And what was some takeaways from Senator Heinrich coming away from this meeting?
I think that as we look toward 2020, there are a couple of things that we need to see happen down at that port. Right now, it is not a hazmat port of entry. So hazardous materials or things that are that could potentially be deemed hazardous, to include Coke syrup, or Santa Teresa lost an airbag distributor because the airbags, they were going to warehouse them there in Santa Teresa, and the airbags contain argon, which was deemed a hazardous material, even though, as Senator Heinrich pointed out, argon is a noble gas which doesn't react to anything. Nevertheless, they lost that business. So we could see that coming within by the end of the year. There's some New Mexico legislative capital outlay money that could make that a reality, or at least that is the hope. And just doing that alone could increase the traffic through that port by about 120 trucks a day. Right now they're seeing about 600, so that would be about a 20% increase. With any luck, the funding will be in place with the beginning of the new fiscal year, then they can go out for bid, and then there's a design process. But if they fast-track that, they really are hopeful that that the facility, the containment facility that they need, which is kind of the final piece of the puzzle, will be in place by the end of this year.
Who are the big winners here?
It's hard to say. Doñana County is I think it's safe to say, is definitely the big winner here.
Well, a big future ahead for the community of Santa Teresa and the region as a result.
Absolutely. No
doubt. Thank you very much, Damian.
It's my pleasure. Be sure, if you want to find out more, go to lcsun-news.com and follow me on Twitter @DamianWillis.